This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is 6:14 on this Monday morning, March the 24th, and it seems like we waited forever for March to get here from Mardi Gras. Now it seems like it's hanging around for a while. Rain coming in between 9 and noon today. Be aware of that. And then it warms up, really. Highs of 75 today, 79 tomorrow, 80 on Wednesday, 77 Thursday, 77 Friday. And then, unfortunately, no more rain until Saturday, and I got a lot of parades scheduled for then, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Right now, it's 65 degrees, and we're joined by Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. How are you doing, Professor? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about ratings, and I saw a couple of different things from a couple of different people over the weekend about President Trump's approval rating. Some say they were good, some say they were bad. Where does his approval rating stand?
Well, the first piece of advice is the same piece of advice that I will always give, which is never look at one poll, because any one poll will have the possibility of a weird sample, and you have variation in question wording. So you always look at the polls in aggregation. So right now I am looking at the polling averages at Real Clear Politics as we speak, and there's very little movement. So if you look at the president's approval rating as he came into office, the ratings were an average approval of 49.2% with a disapproval of 47.8%, very close, with the president just a little bit below 50%. He's never actually cracked 50%, not in his first term and not this term. And if you look right now, where he is right now is just the slightest decline. So he's now at an average approval of 47.9%, disapproval of 48.8%, which is very little movement. So he's a little bit underwater, but it's relatively close to when he came into office. Always look at the polls in aggregation, never look at one poll.
So how does that compare with other presidents?
Okay, so what's happened over the last few years and decades is that everybody's really been locked into partisanship. So Democrats will always evaluate a Democratic president positively and a Republican president negatively. Republicans will evaluate a Republican president positively and a Democratic president negatively. So everybody's really locked in a range. So we actually saw both President Trump in his first term and President Biden looking very similarly, with approval ratings below 50%, but never really moving outside a range. Now, if you look at previous presidents in, for example, the late 20th century, where we really have good polling data, so if you look at late 20th century and just the early 21st century, there was a lot more variation when partisanship wasn't quite locked in. So we used to see things like a rally around the flag effect, where there's some major foreign policy event and the president's approval rating just shoots up. So if you think, for example, back to 9/11, when George W. Bush's approval rating went way up over 90%, that kind of thing doesn't really happen anymore. And it's not just that we don't have those unifying foreign policy events. It's also that everybody's just so locked into partisanship that both with former President Biden and President Trump, everybody's just kind of locked in. And you have presidents sitting at approval ratings below 50%, usually above 40%, but kind of hovering in that range.
When it as it relates to the new normal, and it's either win or lose, it's either my guy or your guy or woman, not that a woman has ever been elected, but hopefully one day one will. Is it that the new norm, or do you see that changing, Professor? I know this is just based on speculation and your experience, but have we been through cycles in the country where it's been as partisan as it is now? It's either win or lose, zero sum, right? Either my guy or your guy, and there's nothing in between. Forget policy. It's all about winning or losing. Have there been times in a country like that or not?
Well, I mean, elections are about policy, ultimately, and every election is zero sum. But as far as polarization goes, the mid-20th century was the anomalous period in American history of depolarization. And what I mean by that is that the center of the Democratic Party and the center of the Republican Party were relatively close together, ideologically speaking. If you look at where the center of gravity was in the Democratic Party, the center of gravity in the Republican Party, mid-20th century, they weren't all that far apart. They could talk to each other because the ideological distance wasn't that big. There were points of agreement, but that was the weird point in American history. Throughout most of American history, the parties have been relatively far apart. Now, that means a couple of things. First of all, it means that we are in a period right now that in some ways is more normal for American history, but it also means that in principle, it's possible for American politics to depolarize. We just don't really know necessarily how to get the parties talking in let's say, more healthy ways.
And then came Elon Musk. We'll talk about him when we come back and the effect he's having on all of this. Musk, where'd that come from? You know what? I got a little bit of an allergy problem here. Day 620 traffic.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with our friend Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, about President Trump and his approval ratings, latest things he's up to. And somebody texted in and said, every time I hear you talk about Elon Musk, it's like something has not happened before. Bureaucratic control over policies and the size of government has been around for a long time. The fact is most of it was never done out in the open. You may not like his style, but the need to cut government waste and fraud is a necessity. I don't know who texted this in, but for years I've been saying that the bureaucracy is out of control. I've had conversations with you, Justin, about presidents for years now trying to deal with foreign policy because they could affect that more than they could the bureaucracy that is the federal government. However, I don't think it's accurate to say we've seen something like, or I think it is accurate rather to say we've never seen anything like Elon Musk before, who is appointed by the president but unelected. And the scorch and burn and scorch, whatever you want to say, approach to it where, you know, you fire, then you hire, then you fire, then you hire, and maybe it should be more surgical than a nuclear approach. Thoughts?
So there are a couple of things going on. One is we have seen presidential appointments. We have seen some aspects of presidents trying to govern through executive orders and executive power. We have not quite seen anything like DOGE and how you kind of finished up the question there with firing and rehiring and some of the chaotic elements of this process. That is relatively different. There is a chaotic element to this because it's not really being run with much of a let's say systematic analysis or grand plan. And yeah, that is different.
I saw somebody over the weekend opine that maybe it was chaos by design, but that sometimes they inadvertently got caught up in their own chaos. Accurate?
I think that's probably true. I think that there was a general goal of shrinking the government in some way. And part of the motivation is the belief that government itself is intrinsically bad, so you can just fire anyone haphazardly. And if you do that, you may find out every once in a while that you fired the person that you shouldn't have fired. So the chaos that was created was chaos created to some degree by a belief that it didn't matter who they fired, and they wound up finding out the hard way that actually it does matter who you fire.
My personal concern is I don't trust Elon Musk. I just don't, and I guess he's acting in the best interest of the government. I hope he's acting in the best interest of the government and America, but I just don't trust the guy. That's just me. When it comes to what he's saying now about Social Security is, whether you like it or not, an entitlement program, whether people like it referred to as that or not. But it is. It is one of the largest expenditures of the government, but he's kind of throwing reality into the face of politics here, and I don't think the Trump administration's liking it too much. Thoughts?
Well, if I remember correctly, he used the phrase Ponzi scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that Social Security is funded is that you never actually get back the money that you put in. It was never funded that way because when it was originally created, you had a bunch of retirees who were getting funded by the people paying in taxes immediately, and that has continued throughout the entire life of the program, which means anybody drawing benefits now is drawing benefits from people paying into the Social Security system
now. Just to be
clear,
Professor, to keep it accurate so people don't start texting me, we're talking about buckets of money here, that it's not your money you're getting back. But people do, according to government statistics, draw far more from Social Security than they pay in. But the caveat is, had they been entitled to or allowed to invest their own money instead of being forced to contribute to Social Security, then maybe they wouldn't. That's fair?
Well, that's another element to it. So one element to it is, if you think about the rate of return that you get on Social Security, if you simply put it into something like an S&P index fund where you're getting somewhere like 8 to 10% per year, you would get far more back than you get in.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another element to it, which is that the money that you put into it is money that is immediately paid out to the current retirees. Which
so
means that it's sort of going on a constant cycle, and that means it's always on the verge of going broke.
So he's not really that far off. Is he speaking truth to the populace?
Yes, it is technically a Ponzi scheme in terms of the mechanics and the financing of the program. It is a Ponzi scheme.
Politically, nobody wants to hear that, but it is kind of true. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. We'll take a break, come back, talk about DOGE and the cuts in Social Security and what effects would that have on people and how necessary is it. 6:30, time for WWL First News.